We are learning Maseches Yevamos, Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning the two dots, five, six lines from the bottom of Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. It's there in the Mishnah Machlekes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, if you could do Miyun to a Yavam. Now what exactly does that mean, Miyun to a Yavam? We're talking about here, she was a Ketana, married to Reuven. Reuven dies, and now she falls to Shimon. What does Miyun mean? So Amar Rav Oishia, Memamenes L'mamaroi, Ve'yamenes L'zikasa. Even if Beis Hillel, who says that you could do Miyun to Yavam, what it means is, not that Miyun could take off the Zika, right now she has to get a Chalitza from Shimon, so you think maybe Miyun helps instead of Chalitza? No, Miyun doesn't help instead of Chalitza. Avadi is slowly Chalitza. It just helps if Shimon gave her Kedushin, which is called Maimer by Yavama, gave her Kedushin, then on that Miyun will work. So Memenes L'mamaroi, Ve'emenes L'zikasa. And by Shammai, who argues, would hold that even for the Maimer, Miyun doesn't work. And Shaul says, why not? Why is it worse than a regular Kedushin? Well, regular Kedushin Miyun works, why should a Miyun and a Maimer work? The answer the Ritva and the Rajba say is, because maybe you say Miyun only works if you make your Mutter now Lashuk. But here, you still need a Chalitza, so therefore they weren't Masak and Miyun in such a case. Like upon him, that's what Shaul would hold. So Rav Oishi holds, when it says Memenes L'Yava, means just for the Maimer, not for the Zika. Amram Chista, my time, Rav Oishi, what's the issue that says he can't do Maimer for the Zika? Why not? So the Gemara, the reason is like this. Maimer the Medaita, Maimer that she's the one who accepted the Maimer, Moitzi, so that she could work with Miyun. Moitzi Akra, she could knock it out. Zika, the Valkarcha, but Zika is coming from a first husband, and she never did Miyun on the first husband. Loi Moitzi Akra, that she cannot be Iker. Freit the Gemara, Vere Bia, the Valkarcha, Bia, which means if Shimon does Yibum, there, the halach is, she could do Miyun. Or Matzi Akra, she could do Miyun. Like Rashi explains, that since Beis Hillel says a menace Baal and a Yavam, so it's B'Yavam, Dumin the Baal. Just like by a Baal, after the fully married Nesuin, according to Beis Hillel, could do Miyun, when after Yibum, he could do Miyun also. That means even Rav Oishio says that Miyun to the Yavam means it doesn't replace Chalitza, but if you do Yibum, Shimon did Yibum, Shimon actually works kindness her, then Avada Miyun would work. So you see, Bal Karcha, even if that's Bal Karcha, because you lied to even Bal Karcha, still, Miyun works. See, it's not totally Bal Karcha, not Bal Karcha. Elimar explained like this. Ela Bia Maimer, the Hukah Avid, Bia and Maimer that the Shimon did, Matzi Akra, Shikri Akrit. Zika, the Rahmana Ramallah, the Zika, which the Rahmana, the Torah says you have to marry her, that Zika, Loi Matzi Akra, that you can't knock out with a Miyun alone. Dear Shani, that you need Chalitza. So according to Aishia, the halacha is like this. If Shimon does Maimer, the Miyun knocks off the Maimer, but you still have Zika. You still need Chalitza. If Shimon actually does Yibum, Miyun would work. That's Rav Aishu Shita. Zogti Gemara Vaita, Ula argues. Ula argues on Rav Aishu. Ula Amar, Mamenes, Af Zikasa. You can do Miyun for Zika. Now, how does that work? That works looks like this. My timer, Nesui Kamoyi Ka'akra. When she does Miyun to Shimon, she says, you know, I don't want you. And what she's doing is, and what she says is, I don't want the first marriage. I mean, I get a first marriage with my Freya. Even though he's not alive anymore, you could get a first marriage, according to the Ula. And therefore, he was never married. She was never married to Reuben. She's never married to Reuben. She's not fault even to Shimon. You don't need Chalitza. So that's what Ula says. You can amenas even Lizikasi. How? By being Iker the first marriage. By saying, I never wanted any marriage. I never wanted any marriage, and therefore, there's a Miyun, even on the Yavam, and when Mishnah says Miyun on Yavam, means Kapshutai. Miyun on Yavam, you don't even need Chalitza. Eisvei, Rava Lula, Rava has a Kasha on Ula. When we go back to the first Mishnah in the whole entire Masechta Yavam, that Beis Amar Beis, take out the cartoons. Eisvei, Rava Lula. Kol Shiyachayla Lema'in Veloy Miyana. It says like this, I'll say this outside. You have here Reuven and Shimon, okay? Reuven has Reuven and Shimon, and we like Reuven to die, so Shimon has a daughter. Shimon has a daughter who's a Ketana, and Reuven marries Shimon's daughter. You let her marry your niece. Reuven marries Shimon's daughter. And besides for Shimon's daughter, who's a Ketana, Reuven's married to a regular wife, married two ladies. Reuven dies. Now both his wives fall deep to Shimon. The problem is one guy's his daughter, one of the wives are his daughter. Reuven is married to Shimon's daughter, little Ketana, and Reuven's married to another person, another lady. To Sprinza, okay? Sprinza and the Ketana. Reuven's married to two people. Reuven is Shimon's brother. Reuven dies. Boom. Falls to Yibum to Shimon. One of the people falling to Yibum to Shimon is his own daughter. His own daughter is married to Reuven. So the halacha is it's tzaras arva. We learn tzaras arva as part of yibum. So they're both part of yibum. The daughter arva is no yibum. Even tzaras is part of yibum. The problem is the daughter wasn't a real wife to Reuven because the daughter is a ketana. The daughter is a ketana. So technically she do mian. So it's a simon. Anyone who could do mian means that you're only a ketana. So then maybe the other one needs chalitza still because medaraisa there's no tzaras arva here. So it says in the Mishnah, "Kol sheichel lemayin v'loy mina din dumiyin tzarasa the tzara which is sprinza here chaylets es don zevemis." These chalitza because medaraisa there's no tzara zarva, but you can't do yibum. Right thing about akasha fi ula that you still have a chance dumiyin. Why doesn't this beat the dumiyin now on Reuven? After he's dead, and now sprinza can marry Shimon, no problem, no problem. V'may timoin hashav to grow to become oyv. But this yavim tzarasa. Let her do yibum. Let her do yibum. You got that, Moishi? Let her do yibum. And for the Gemara, Tzara's erva shiny. Tzara's erva is different because here, b'shas nafilu, when Reuven died, she hadn't done mian yet. So at that time, it looks like a Tzara's erva. And that's why you can't do yibum. We find the idea, the Tanya Rami Vacheskel, mian or bebal, the halacha is that someone, this is nothing to do with yibum in this case, mian or bebal means she was married to Reuven as a ketana. And she did mian mutaris l'aviv. She's mutter to Reuven's father, even though it's called kalosai. It's kalosai. It's his daughter-in-law, but it's not really because he did mian. So if she does mian, it's like she's never married to the son. It's like mafutas benoy or anusas benoy. And there it's mutaris l'aviv. But lachas b'yava masur l'aviv. But if a case where Reuven dies and his wife the ketana fell to Shimon already. Then already it's usher to the aviv. Why? Because once b'shas tefila, it was clear to everyone that there's a yibum here. So we see we're taking this marriage seriously. So midrabana looks like that it was Reuven's wife. And once that happens, now there's all the surim of the kravim. So halacha is that b'yav masur l'aviv al b'shas tefila nearest kalasai. Since b'shas tefila, which when Reuven died and it fell to Shimon, it looks like kalasai. Alchanam b'shas tefila nearest katzaras bita. Here it looks like katzaras bita. So the answer is like this: Ula holds you ladder be mamenes af lezikasai. You could do a mian to the yav. How? By oikah the first kedushin. But the halacha is that if there's a marasayin here, there's an Indian of marasayin. So when it comes to, let's say it was a tzaras erva. Or other halachas, there is a marazayin. It looks like that there was eishes achir, and therefore there's a marazayin. But be'etzem a meal works the knack of the zika. So that's what halachas Rav Eishia and Ula. Amar Rav miyana bezeh asura lezeh. So you have over here, Reuven is married to Aktana, right? And they have a bunch of brothers, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Now, when she falls to even to Shimon and to Levi and Yehuda, but she does me and to Shimon. She says, Shimon, I don't want you. And that, we said, is works according to Ula, because it's Eiker the Mafreya, the marriage of Reuven. The loch is, Rav says, Asura Lezeh, it's also to the other brothers. Now, why is it also to the other brothers? You only did me and to this one. So midava balas get lav kiven itzral alchad itzral akulu hakanam leishda. Halacha is that if Shimon gives a get to Reuven's wife after Reuven dies, the halacha is he can't do yibum anymore because when you give a get, he can't do yibum. Like gets like a mixed chalitza, he can't do yibum anymore. And the halacha is that the other brothers also become pasul. See here also with the mean become pasul. Now what exactly is pshat over here? So I'm going to go with the Ritva's pshat. It's really a Rashi daf yibayz and aleph also. That really, Rav's going like Ula. That when she does Mian, she's Oiker, the Kedushin of Reuven. And really now, she could really marry all three of them. Either one, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Because she's not never married to Reuven. She did Akira on that. But since it's Maris Ayin, it looks like she felt even to Shimon. And now she did Mian. So it looks like it's Eish Shach, now Shalom Makam Mitzvah. It started off as Eish Shach, and now you did Chalitza. So now, he did a mian, so you can't marry. Since he did a mice to Shimon, we're going to say it's Kilu did a mice to Levi and Yehuda, so it's the same Maris Ayin, and therefore be usher to Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. That's a Ravol's. Mina bezeh asrul azeh. And Shmuel argues, Shmuel Amar, Mina bezeh mutaris lazeh. That if you did mian to Shimon, you mutter to Levi and Yehuda. Blay dami le baalsget. Baalsget, hutukavah, havavah. By baalsget is Shimon did a mice. Therefore, it's also to all the brothers. Hachahika of the Bach. The Amra Ababay. The Amra Lerina Bach. I don't want you, Litzvina Bach. I don't want you. Who the Lerina? You, Litzvina Bach. Bachahu the Lerina. I don't want you. Habachara, but the other brothers, Rina, I do want. So according to Shmuel, the way the Ritva learns is that there's no Maris Ayin on the other brothers, only on him. And therefore, once she's Iker the first marriage, she can marry the other brothers, it's not a problem, no Maris Ayin. It's only Maris Ayin on the one who did Mian, but not on the other brothers. So Al Kapanim, we have a Chalikasir, Rav and Shmuel, if he did Mian Bezeh, is it also to the other brothers or not? According to Rav, it's Aser. According to Shmuel, it's Mut. They were saying they're both going according to Ula, that holds that really Iker is Suri Rishayin al Mafreya, but there's a Din Maris Ayin. And according to Rav, Maris Ayin, that now is Ish Achsa Makam Mitzvah applies to all the brothers. According to Shmuel, because it's time to Baal's get. Shmuel's no, only applies to the one I said I don't want, but the other brothers are fine. Rav Asi Amar Anushita. Rav Asi Amar Mina Bezem and Teres Afiloloi. After Mian, she is Mutta to everyone. So Gemara says, maybe, what's Pshat? L'charefit Ula, we just said, that there's a Maris Ayin always, that even though we say Yitaka Iker and Asura Shaina, and you don't even need Chalitza, but Lamai said to go marry him now, marry Shimon now, it looks like an Eshes Ach, Shalem Makam Mitzvah. Because Shasta Fila, there was Yibim, so it was Eshes Ach, Shasta Nefila. So it can't be Ula. So who's this like? Mina was ever Taras Fila Loi? Who is that like? So Gemara says, Lame Karab Aishias Rile. Maybe also Karab Aishia, who holds that Mion to a Zika does not work. And therefore, even after you do Mian, you're still Mutter because it's nothing. Mian is nothing. It's still a Zika. You still could do Yibam to Shimon. So maybe it's like, maybe also Gabayishia. Label of Gabayishia is really, don't let him ask Lizakasai. So the Mara, no. We're going like Ula. And Bechad Yavam Hachinami Demotzi Akra. We're going like Ula. And if it would be one Yavam Itaka could be Iker. Yitaka could be Iker the Zika, and then the Mian would work, and then there'd be Issa Maris Ayin. Hacha b'shnei Yevam Askinon. Here is other Yevamim. The ain't Mian Chatzi Zika. And the Rav Asi Mechaz, Infi Ula, the hold, you could do Mian on Zika only if you're the only brother. If there are two brothers, you can't do Mian on the Zika because it's only a half a Zika. So you don't have the Kayach. To do, if you say only me and I don't want you, Shimon, but you do want Levi and Yehuda, you can't do that because it's ain me and lechatzi zika. That's where Asi is being mechashdos. You can't do me and to chatzi zika. So we have really three shitas over here. We have Rav says mina v'zeh asul zeh us to everyone. Like it's like Ula. Shmuel says mina v'zeh mataras zeh that even Ula it's only usher to only Maris Ayin to Shimon not Levi Yehuda. Rav Asi says she's mutter to everyone. And we're saying the reason is because there's no Mian at all. Mian doesn't work. The Chatzi Zika, therefore, there's still Zika here and you can do Yivam. Ki also Ravin on Rabbi Yechanan, Mian abezem teres la'achim v'loi hoidu loi. Rabbi Yechanan said, Mian abezem teres la'achim. And it sounds like, we're not sure what that means. What about him himself? We're not sure. But teres la'achim v'loi hoidu loi. And they weren't moid to him. So what does that mean? Ma'loi hoidu loi. Omar Abayi means Rav. It means that Rav wasn't moide. And basically, Rabbi Yechon is saying like Shmuel, that Mina Bezeh is also to him, but Mataras Lachem. That's what Abai is saying. And Rav wasn't moide. Rav was also to everyone. Rav Amar, Rav Oishia. Rav says no. What he's saying is that everyone's Mutter, Mataras Lachem and Mutter to him, and Hulai Hoidloi, that's like Rav Oishia. That's not like Rav Oishia. That's like a Vaishya. Because it's mashma here, dafka because there's other brothers, that's why it's mutter. That's why the mean's not working. But if you're one brother, mean would work. That's not like a Vaishya holds that if only one Yavam, even then mean doesn't work. It's mashma here. The only reason why mean doesn't work is only because of other brothers. But if you one brother, mean would work. Rav Asi is not like that. That's what's not like Rav Asi. The Amri law, some say it's just not like Rav Asi. Because others say that what he means to say is, Rav Yechon is saying only Mutter l'achem, not to him. Not to him himself. That's not like Rav Asi who says Mutter to everyone. That means Lahoid Loi means not like Rav Asi. So that's the three different ways what Lahoid Loi means. The Rav, or it means Rav Asi, or it means Rav Asi. Adkan, the Shiloh of Amenes le Mamorim, we have Chalitza Rav Asher Ula, we have three Shitas, Rav Shmur Rav Asi, then we have Rav Yechanan. Zogtim Maravaita. Beishami Amrim, Anu Machlaikis. This is the third Machlaikis. We already explained the first two Machlaikisim, what about the third Machlaikis? The Shiloh is, you have to do Mian in front of the husband or not. Tanya, Omer lehem beisila beishamai. V'aloi pishoin ha-gomol, pishoin the gomol driver, it's like the bus driver, he's the gomol driver, his name is Pishoin. Miyana ishtoi shlo yifonav, his wife did miyan in front of him, even though he wasn't there. So you see, you could do miyan shlo yifonav. Omer lehem beishamai le beisila, pishoin ha-gomol midah kvushim adat. Pishoin ha-gomol, we did something to him like an upside down midah, which means we didn't treat it, we had to do some forceful things to him, and therefore we did strike it into him. Why? Because he, the midah kvusha madad, because he himself acted in an improper way, therefore we treated him in an improper way. What he did was, he destroyed the nichsim alug of his Tana wife, and therefore we had to get rid of him, and therefore we didn't treat him well, and we allowed his wife to do miyan, even shleim afanav. Zokta Gemara, medika achol peiri, if he's eating peiris, pshita nesuhi, it must be nesua then. So there's another problem here. Beishamai is agreeing this happened, right? Here, first of all, she was a nesua, because he's eating peiris. And number two, it's shleim afanav. Va'amri Beishamai nesua lemenes. Beishamai first says it has to be a fun of, and he says an asua lemenes. So there's two strikes. And the more trey kriti other bar, we did two. It means two knots. We did two things against the halacha to get him out. We did first of all a miyan, even though she's an asua, and number two is the miyan even shleiv a fun of. You're gonna ask me a kasha. What are you talking about? Because he didn't shleik it in, we matter isha l'shuk. If miyan doesn't work, so what? Okay, he didn't shleik it in. He destroyed her money. So how do you do that? Do you know what has the kasha? Taisus, same thing as Shalmi. Zok Taisus Trey Kitri. Bishalmi Paruch, Ilu Aisa, let's see the Taisus, they're Masal Trey. Bishalmi Paruch, Ilu Aisa, Dovash Lake Ashura, Matir and Erva Shalai, Matas Evafim? What's going on here? Mashani, the Bishalmi answer, Bishalmi Rav Chista, Hada Amra, Avra Omiyana Minanasuin, Vishlai Bafana, Vadai Tai Bishalmi, Miunomiyan. The holding of Bishalmi's denial doesn't work, it's only a Khatila. But the evidence of Bishalmi works, the Raya is from here. That's the teretz of Tais, of the Yishalmi. Tais is his own teretz. Ein zu kusha kol kach. Dikla meimar, the kedusha ketana de rabbanon in Ruf Gimbal Gujim Nayo. Tais is a different teretz. He says, you know, the whole kedusha is only the rabbanon. The rabbanon have a right to do certain things. Your right has to be followed. They have a right to have kedusha kedushin, but mokoyim, that somebody said wrong. What?
What about the nesuin?
That's also only the rabbanon. Nesuin like Tana is also only the rabbanon. Everything's only the rabbanon. Zok the Gemara Vait. The next machlekes. Beishami says it has to be from Bezdin, and Beisil says shloim from Bezdin. What does that mean? Tana also, Minutin Mishnah, Hachalitza. We had this Mishnah before. Chalitza v'amiunim mishloisha. Chalitza and a miun is with three dayanim. Man Tana, Omer Rab Beishami. It sounds like there's a Mishnah before that says like Beishami, which is a shtikal pella that we have a Mishnah like Beishami. That's a little bit shver. I think it's a Mishnah Sanhedrin. The Gemara brought it before this Mishnah that you have both the three. Al Kaponim, Lachar is a Mishnah like Beishamai. Lema is that Beishamai? He says, "Matan Rabbi Beishamai." Abayim no, Afiltein Beisila Ad Kan Lekam Beisila Ela Leibina Mumchen. All Beisila says you don't need Mumchen. Avas Shloish Shavini, you need three Dayanim. Kitay Untan Abray. So Beishamai Emer Fnei Bezdin. Beisila Emer Fnei Bezdin. Shloish Fnei Bezdin. VeEil VeEil Moedim Shachar Shloish. Both the Moedim need three. You need three Dayanim. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Machshir, Mishnayim. They say even two is enough. And Tosfos explains, what's pshat two is enough? It says, really, one's enough. You don't need two. You know, chalais of two, because no such thing is bezdin of two. Bezdin is a one or three, right? No such thing is bezdin of two. He says, really, one's enough. You just need two for the Edom. The Edom is the Miyana. So they're all two. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nachman, Aloch, Kersuzog, we paskin like the Yana Zog, which means you paskin two is enough. So to recap, we have Machshir, Shimon, Machshir, Bezdin, not Bezdin, which means you need three. The chalais is you need mumchir not. But the Ma'aseh says, "Alamad Yama says two is enough," and that's how we paskin according to Rav Nachman. Beishamai Emet Tamar. Now up to the last machlekes. Beishamai Beisilal, if you could do mean a bunch of times, so Beisilal said, "Yeah." Beishamai said, "No, you do mean the first once. Do mean that's it. You don't get married till you're older." And says, "Once she becomes a gadol, Tamar Emet Tanase." And the question is, why do mean again? You already did mean already. Why do mean again? And for the Gemara. Omar Shmuel, That even when she gets older, you have to make sure she wants the mian. Because if she gets older, she decides she doesn't want that mian, then it is a chazara. So before she gets married, after she gets older, you say, you sure you wanted that mian? And she says, yes. That's what it means, taman. You ask her again to certify her first mian. Ula, no. You don't have to certify it. It's tarte katani. Either she does mian now, and then she tagdil v'tiaris, then wait till she gets older, she gets married again. Oi, she timon v'tinase. She does mian now, and she gets married immediately with a nesuin, la'alter. Then, since Beishami holds that after nesuin, you can't do mian, so that would be another way to stop doing mian again. So Mar says, Bishlam v'ulas pshat, which is second pshat, and Tony, actually tagdil v'tinase, that's also tinase, because the ikat point is tinase. According to Ula, remember, is two different things. It says in the Mishnah, El Mamenes and Matanas is Tagdil with Timon, Vitanasa means like this, El Mamenes and Matanas is Tagdil, period. Or Timon Vitanasa. So Tanasa is very important, that's the whole Pshat. Even if she gets in by Tana, since she gets Tanasa, she's in a Suin, there's no Mian. El Shmuel, Acha Tagdil with Timon and Bayerlei, she says, so she gets older and Vitaiman, she certifies her first Mian. Remember, that's what she says, Vitaiman, not the Tanasa. Mara says, Kasha, you're right. It's good Kasha, and we don't have a Teretz.